Yaitse Meyarbar Meshaloi, it went out of his Arbarmis, but Ladaladar Meshalo, for get Yaitse Meyarbar Meshaloi, Ladaladar Meshalo. You know what Machsa Machsa means? They get smack in the middle. Smack in the middle means it went into her Rishus a little bit, but it's still a little bit in the husband's Rishus. So we ask the question, so it shouldn't even be a Suffolk yet then. V'agid gabe, as long as part of the get is still in his Dalad Amis, so whatever's part is still by the husband, that part did not leave his Rishus, it's still by him. So the get is no good. A get means you have to give the whole get over to your wife. Here, if part of the get is still in your Rishus, so the Gershon is no good. So that can be the case, that's a Suffolk. Elo Rabov Rav Yosef de Armativayu. Both of them say like this. You know what the case of a Suffolk is? Like this, where we have two Edim, two different pairs of Edim. Achas Ameris, one pair says, Korav Loi, that we saw the get was next to his Dalad Amis. The Achas Ameris and the other pair of Edim say, Korav Loi, no, we saw that this get reached into her Dalad Amis. So that's why it remains a Suffolk Gershon. When we know for sure was next to her, she's Vade Megureshes. Next to him, Vade not Megureshes. But here we have Trey and Trey, two Edim saying this way, two Edim saying that way, we remain with the Suffolk Gershon. Reb Yechonon Omar, Adigah Chiddush, that Korav Lo Shaninu Afilu Meyama. It doesn't have to be within her Dalad Amis. As long as it's closer towards her, like we'll soon see that she's Mishtameris, she is watching it, so as long as she's the one that's watching, and even if it's 100 amas away from her, the get would be good. The kor of loy shaninu, if it's closer to him, afilu meyama, if it's within his range, even though it's 100 amas away from him, also the get is no good. Heichi dom yisoh machza machza, what's called 50-50? Amir Rav Shama Bar Abba, l'didi mefarsh leim, and Rabbi Yochanan, I was told over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that hu yachol l'shamroi, v'hi ein yachol l'shamroi, zel karv loy. You know what's called karv to the husband? Really, the pshat of Yochanan, it depends who could watch it. If the husband has the power to watch it, he's watching over this rishus now, that's called closer to him. Hi yachol l'shamroi, let's say she could watch this rishus. V'hu ein yachol l'shamroi, but the husband cannot watch it, zel karv loy. That's called the get is closer to her, and therefore she's megareshes. Even though it's not in her Dalad Amis, it's mamish in the Rishus Rabim, but as long as she's the one that could watch it, it's totally who could be Sherm, who could watch it. She would be kind of the get. What about those Shneyam Yecholel Mishomroi? Let's say both the husband and the wife both could watch this property, this Rishus Rabim. Or else Shneyam Ein Yecholim, both of them cannot watch it. Zel Machza Machza. That's called the case of Machza Machza, that's called the Suffolk Megareshes. Chur be a Chiddush, where they both can't watch it, or be a Suffolk, Chur for sure, it didn't come into her Rishus. Chur the Chiddush is, even in the case where they both could watch it, then it's also a Suffolk, if she's kind of the get or not, so that's called the Suffolk Megareshes. Mer says, Amrua Rabbonin Kaimed Rabbi Yechanan. The Rabbonin said this over in front of Rabbi Yechanan, Mishmed Rabbi Yonison, in the name of Rabbi Yonison, said, Hochi Omar, this is what they said, that Yadanin Chavrim Bavavloi Lefrushik Ihotayma, that the Rabbonin in Bovel, they know how to explain the reasoning. Now, this is a good reasoning, what you're saying. It's totally, who could watch it? Who is close to means, who could watch the place where the get went into? So Gemara says, Tanya Nam Yochum, we learn like this also. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Kol Shehu Karav Lo Miloi, if it's closer to her than to him, but Ubo Kelev Noitloi, if a Kelev could come and take it away, in other words, she could not watch it, is Eina Megareshes, the get is no good, even though it's closer to her, it doesn't make a difference. It depends if she could watch it or not. So Gemara says, the Havamina is that even though she could watch it, but if later the dog takes it away, she's not Megareshes. So Gemara asks, why? Eina Megareshes, why? Does she have to watch the get for the rest of her life? Now, the other meaning is the get came closer to her, and at that time she was able to watch it. So, she should have been kind of the get. In fact, she's megareshes. If a door comes and takes it away later, so what? So, Marin says no. This is what we meant to say. If the get is closer to her than to him. Again, it's in the Rishus HaRabim, and the husband threw the get closer to her than to him. But, V'ilu bo kelev v'noitloi, if a dog will come now and take it away, v'hu yachol l'shoimroi, the husband has the power to watch it. V'hi eini yachol l'shoimroi, she cannot watch, she cannot get into that property, she cannot watch it. If so, ain't megareshes, she's not megareshes. In other words, even though she's closer, but so what? If she can't watch this reshus, that's not called a reshus that she's created with. So again, since she can't watch it, v'yen yechel l'shomroi, is ain't megareshes. Omar le'shmul Rav Yehuda, but Shmuel still said over to Rav Yehuda, shinana, like a sharp one, kidei she'tesuach v'titlenu. You should know, even though really you should be machmir, that a get should only be good if she's right next to it, that she could bend down and take it. That's the only time really it should be good, b'rishus harabim. And even that don't do. But v'at loy tevet uvda, don't do a case, ad'mot gita liyoda. You should be machmir l'chadchila not to let a get be good in b'rishus harabim, unless the husband mamish puts the get into her hand. Now, it could be even though midiraisa maybe the get is good, but the chachil you shouldn't do these things. I tell you, speaks out. The at le tevet uvda ademotik the yodav haino davchi b'shus rabim. This chumr is only when you're playing around in the b'shus rabim. Avu b'chatzera, but if you throw the get into her private property, into her chatzera, then ain et sorech sheyegia liyodoy. Then you do not need this chumr, the get should reach your hand. Because the yomli, like I said before, teizel liyov v'tach v'tiftach. We had a good case before, shchimera. We said let the wife be kind of the place and the get would be good. V'miyu b'yorach, ye b'yorach get kosev, kibalim rabbeseinu, that afilu zorg labatoy chatzeroi, lamishtari liyal me'adamot egit liyodoy. And Yorach says no, even when you throw the get into her chatzor, still we have this chumrah, she should not remarry until the get comes into her hand. V'maitzim yod yom v'yishalmi brings the right from the Rishalmi, that hamach me'shebekulon, it's called what? Or the Girsa should be HaMechuba Shebekulon. The best shot of all of them is Ashiyatinanu Liyodo. Until the get comes into her hand. But Toy says, V'yena Raya. The equal amend you could say, the Yishami is talking about Dafka B'shus HaRabim. The Bed Yamasik La Korv Law, the Korv Law, Homestamu Yosla Fuki Chatzera. See, but Toy holds that if you give it to your wife's Chatzer, that's good even Lechatchila. That that here we're coming out Lechatchila, it's only good. If it comes into her hand, that's only when she's in the Rishus HaRabim. The Rishus HaRabim, even though the get really is good, but lechatchila we should not be samech on until the get comes into her hand. Then all right, turn over. Rashi also did that. Rashi also says, "Ademot get liyoda gizera shem yomer arochok shukarov." We're always afraid that maybe the get will be far away, and she'll think it's closer to her. So never be samech on this, but make sure the get comes into hand first. Omar le Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Hevuv Dehochi, there was a case like this, that Rashi is a Zora Kor of Law, Omeis, and V'yatzuchu Chalitza. Nerzachak was saying, that Avada, really the get is a good get. So therefore you can't make Yibum, because really the get was good. Just the Chachilu though, you're not supposed to be samech on that get, so therefore the Chachilu, we told them to make Chalitza. The chilu we act as if that get was no good, since the get did not come into her hand, the husband did not give it into her hand, therefore we tell them to make chalitza. Right. Then the Mishnah says, v'chein lini kedushin. The same halacha applies by kedushin. If you throw the kesef of kedushin to your wife, if it comes closer to her, she's mekadeshes, closer to you, it's ainam kedeshes. So Gemara says, Omer Rabasi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Le Gittin Omer was only said for Gittin, for Leladov Racher, but not for Mumnis, not for Shtar Choyv. We'll soon see how the Mishnah is not, then we'll soon see the Mishnah. By a Shtar Choyv, when you owe somebody money, then we don't say if you throw the money closer to him, it's good. When you have to return the money, money means you have to give it to him with a place that he could watch it. And he can't just stand throw it closer to him. So Mor says, Eisvi Abakash, Eisvi Rababal Rabasi. The Mishnah says, V'chein Lini Kedushin. So you can't tell me only Gittin. The Mishnah says clearly Kedushin also. So Gemara says good. Shana Yasim Kedushin is also different. There's a Hekesh, we learn out Kedushin from Gershon. Whatever is good for Gershon is good for Kedushin. But what he says, not for something else, he means for money. For the Gemara Isra, I have a kashrut on this also. The Mishnah says, V'chein linyan chayv. Our Mishnah is clearly, even by a chayv also. Zorak li chayvi. If the malva says to the loiva, throw me my money. V'zorak loy, and the loiva throws the money to the malva. It says clearly, Korav la malva, zocha haloy. Zocha haloy. Korav la loiva, haloyva chayv. Machta, machta, shnei machleiko. Talk with the brachas say here by mom this is no good. Our mission is clearly by mom that is good. So Marin says no. Hocha ma'askinen diyom alei zorak li chayvi v'tifter. Our Mishnah means when the malva said clearly, throw me my money and then you're potter. It's only if he spoke out clearly that I'm freeing you. But if he doesn't speak it out, then by money it's always the pshat when the loiva has to pay back. He has to make sure the malva receives the money directly. You can't just throw the money closer to him. Gemara says, Yochi, if so, my lemreima, so then, shit, what do you have to tell me for then? Lo'i tzricha diyom alei zorak li chayvi b'teres gittin. Where the malva said like this, he told the loiva, throw me the money like a get. And by get we know, if the get comes closer to the wife, she's mgereshes. So Gemara says also then, diakati my lemreima, still, what do you need it here for? Pshita then. Like the husband says clearly, you could be out to like a get, the malva. So the malva is telling the loiva, it's enough you to throw me the money. So Gemara says, yes, the chiddush is, that now the time I would have thought to say, Motzi Omalei, the Malva lady could say back, Mishatani Becho, I was only joking with you. That I told you, you could throw me the money like a gift, I didn't really mean it. Of course, the halacha is, when you pay back the money, just like I gave you the money, you have to give me back the money in a good place. But I was just joking with you. Kamashmula, no, he can't say that. If the Malva told it to the lady, you could throw me the money, that's it. The lady has the right to throw it to him in his spot. Omar Rav Chizda, get biyodah. If the husband puts the get into his wife's hands, but meshicha biyodah, there's still a string attached to it, and the string, the other side of the string, is in the husband's hands. So it depends. Im yochel anatka, the husband could pull the get. Olah viyuetzer, bring it to him, enam gereshes. That's not called venosim biyodah. Since the husband can still pull it back to him, it's still called ogid by the husband. But viyim lav, if that string is not strong enough to pull the get away from his wife, then megereshes. My time, what's the reason? Being a krisis v'leka. Krisis means you have to be tied off. The get has to be completely by her and not attached to you. If the string is still attached to you, that's not called krisis. Amar Rav Yehuda, hoisa yoda suika katafris. Her hand is like slanty. V'zorkolo, and you throw the get to her. Avo pisha gia get liyod, even though the get comes into her hand, ainam gereshes. Amai, why? Hakinofal, what are you telling me why? Because it's going to fall right out of her hand. But so what? If it falls down on the floor, it still falls down on her dalarama. So anyway, she's kind of the get. And the Gemara b'dloinach, we're talking about now it doesn't rest. So what? And it could be he died before it rested. For the Gemara b'tigrish mi'avir, let she still be kind of when it comes into the ear of the dalaramas, the arbamas. Because if you want to tell me not like that, then tiv should be pushed to shayla. The boy Reb Loz, yes, Keshayla. Arba Amishomru, that's what Rabban instead of such a king in the Dalad Amas Mishasarabim. Or in a Simta, that's kind of for you. Yeshla Navar Ein Lamavir. If something comes into the space, the ear of that Dalad Amas, are you kind of or not? So if you want to tell me then, Tifshit, to be Pashamir, the Ein Lamavir, there is no king in Avir by Dalad Amas. Because he is telling me true, it didn't land. Whereas maybe the husband died before it landed. But you're telling me now, in the ear itself, the get is no good. So you see, Dalad Amas doesn't have a king in Avir. Tumor says no. Hocho ma'askinim biyamedes agabi anor. But what about she's standing, mamash, right near the river? Timikoral yibut koi. That the get is going to fall down. It's not going to fall into her daladamis. It's going to fall into the river. So that's the chiddush, even though it came into her hand. But since the hand is slanty, the get is not going to stay in the hand. So the get is not going to stay in the hand. The same with the fall out, and when it falls out, it's going to go straight into the river. That has no kinyan at all. But it could be when it falls into her daladamis, maybe even the avir alone is also good. But Levaista, what's called the benosam biyodis, always she has to keep her hands like this. She has to put her two hands together, and the husband drops the get, that's called biyodah. Biyodah means that the get stays in her hand. But just to put it into an open hand, that could fall out, that's no good. It's not even good if she closes the hand later. Bishas, the husband puts the get into her hand, it has to be in a place that will stay there. That's why usually this is the way they do a get. That she puts her two hands together and the husband puts the hand inside it. There the get stays inside the hand. That's called the good venosa and biyodah. Alright, we'll stop here.